Okay. Well, now I'm thoroughly intimidated after hearing everyone read wonderful poems. But I'm also glad to be here to share mine. I grew up in a small western Pennsylvania town that was surrounded by lots of coal patch communities and farms. And each year, the week-long county fair was really the culmination event of the summer. 1954 County Fair. Reverend Lawrence got an editorial in the Evening Gazette, preached a hard sermon, roused the ministerium, wrote the county fair board. In lieu of Holy Scripture, ban hoot shows from the fair went up on the notice board, anchored in the lawn of Grace United Presbyterian Church. Huddled talk in Barclays Hardware, at bridge tables, A&P checkouts, Esso pumps. The county commissioners debated but declined to act. Opening day at the fair, junior high daughters of diverse congregations took up a vigil at dusk, standing in halter tops, shorts, and rolled down socks between the cotton candy truck and the Legion bingo game. They stood to witness whose fathers, promising protest, came to picket, and whose blessedly did not. Thus, accidentally, they could testify truly. Ann's brother, blind in one eye from Korea, Purple Heart pinned to his t-shirt, did walk up the steps, pay $5, and disappear behind the parted curtain to watch the Hoochie Coochie Girls dance. This next poem has its roots also in the county fair. Eat your heart out, Joey Chitwood. And the epigram is, Joey Chitwood, 1912 to 1988, daredevil stunt car driver, racer, and operator of Joey Chitwood thrill shows. In my red coaster wagon, left knee in the bed, right foot pumping cement, pushing off at the top, red flyer racing, banging over the cracks, aiming straight at the bump in the walk, heaved high by the roots of the elm in front of our house, and then airborne at last. Bone thunk bone when the wagon dropped down. Hard jerk on the handle, skidding through gravel, tumbling into tall grass. I imagine many of us in this room have had the experience of getting through a long, hectic day, getting home, going to bed, exhausted, and finding ourselves tossing and turning at 3:30 in the morning. Wired weariness won't let down. It shifts, snorts, shuffles around, stares vaguely amiss at things on the ground, leans in on itself and idly riffs on grease ribbon water in a slow-running ditch, sinks deep in a groove that rounds and rounds, howls for an exit that's not to be found. Like a long awake infant who can't give it up, to be rocked and sung to and told, shush, that's enough. This poem, I suppose, began long before I ever started to write it, at the time of the Pelican Bay hunger strike. It's a federal prison in California, where more than 1,200 men are held in indeterminate solitary confinement. Sea lion. He saw the solo sea lion from the barred windows of the bus the day they transferred him. The beast finned its way out of the Pacific water, arched back, his neck roared. Like that, simple enough. blubbery brown bodies mounded up, pelts melting into pelts drawing down the sun, a warm pile of polished boulders. They heard him, answered him back. The lion flumped over rocks, slid into the heap, turned belly up to blue sky. 12 years later, he told you, a black whale had swallowed him whole, held him in his dark belly ever since. Sometimes he saw the lions, warm, buoyant bodies, rafted up, rocking together on lolling waves just offshore. He nestled there among them. Come the 13th year, he wasn't so sure, just a 10-by-12 box, a slotted metal door, no blue sky. He called, the lions answered. He dove down then 1,100 feet, collapsing his lungs to reach that depth as the lions do. Like that, simple enough. They found him and cut him down, shackled his wrists and ankles before carrying him out, solitary. And this is my last poem. Dear God, I've been wanting a pair of red day glow sneakers with silver laces, a taunt athletic body shining with marathon sweat, grandchildren who always fly into my arms, thick curly auburn hair that catches the sun, white pickled floors like my sister's in our house, my hernia to disappear without surgery, enough money to hire a landscaper, the taste of Oreo cookies to actually satisfy, my best friend not to be the one sing-songing we're bored from her wheelchair, 3 days to wander the souks of Marrakesh. Yes, dear God, yes. And now I get to introduce Ed Murray, who who I've just gotten to hear a few times read his poetry, but understand not only is he a gifted poet, but an artist in many shapes and forms.